Wicked, Part 1, The Slobberers. Written by Morris Gleitzman and Paul Jennings. And read by Stig Weems and Kate Hosking. They all reckon I'm a worm. A grub. A monster. I could tell from their faces as I ran out of the church and from what they were saying. "You're a wicked girl," hissed Mr. Kinlock from the Wool Growers Association. I didn't blame him. I'd probably think the same if I saw a kid do what I'd just done. Ruin her own dad's wedding. Leave a church in uproar and a bride in tears and a minister in shock. I wish Dad had listened all those times I tried to talk to him. But parents don't listen when love's made them dopey. You just have to go along with their mad plans and hope everyone doesn't end up in the poo. That's what I was telling myself this arvo in church while Mrs. Conti from the cake shop was playing Here Comes the Bride on the organ. "It'll be okay," I said in my head as Dad and Eileen stepped up to the altar. "We can get through this. Dad's a really good dad, even though his brain has turned to confetti, and Eileen's not a bad person, even though she does dribble a bit when she loses her temper. We'll be right." I wanted to believe it heaps, but it was no good. My neck was hurting. I always get neck tension when I try and lie to myself. I thought a curried egg sandwich might help. I reached for the one next to me on the pew, the one I'd pinched from the caterers when we dropped into the scout hall on the way to the church to check that the glitter ball had arrived for the reception. I hoped the bread hadn't gone too hard in the heat. Rev Arnott's voice was pretty quiet, and I didn't want to disrupt the ceremony with crunching. I lifted the sandwich to my mouth and froze. There was a slug sitting on the bread, looking at me. It was more of a worm than a slug, slimy and sort of veiny. I'd never seen one like it before, and Dad's a shearer, so I've seen lots. You wouldn't believe some of the things that crawl out of sheep's bottoms. I glared at it and went to knock it off. That's when I saw Rory glaring at me.